Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ted Ulander. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Merritt. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Merritt. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting third. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dick Kenworthy. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carew moves to third. Oliva moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is walked intentionally. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Merritt covering, for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Merritt covering, for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to first for the out. Killebrew moves to second. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0 for 1 in the game. Ulander hits a line drive towards the mound. Peters catches it and throws to second to double up Killebrew. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw is hit by the pitch. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez misplays the ball. That's an error on Hernandez. Davis moves to second. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davis moves to third. Josephson moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmerman hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt is 0 for 1 in the game. Merritt bunts towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Hernandez moves to second. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullen hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Merritt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a fly ball into right field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McCraw hits a line drive into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez misplays the ball. That's an error on Hernandez. Davis moves to second. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis scores. That run is unearned. It's 1 to nothing, White Sox. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Josephson moves to third. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing left field. Bill Voss now playing right field. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 1, White Sox, 1. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 2 in the game. Olander hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bradford. Olander reaches second base with a double. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0 for 2 in the game. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Olander moves to third. Frank Quilici pinch runs for Jerry Zimmerman. Frank Castro pinch hits for Jackie Hernandez. Bob Locker now pitching. Rich Reese pinch hits for Fra. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Rosporo pinch hits for Jim Merritt. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Rich Rollins pinch hits for John Rosporo. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to home to get Olander. Reese moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Paranoski now pitching. Bruce Luck now catching. Rich Rollins now playing third base. Cesar Tovar now playing shortstop. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar pinch runs for Tim Cullen. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey bunts in front of the plate. Luck fields it and throws to first for the out. Alomar moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Sandy Alomar now playing second base. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 3 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bradford for the out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Peronoski covering, for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Look is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Look hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Cott pinch hits for Ron Peronoski. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Worthington now pitching. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Kenworthy is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins strikes out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Oliva strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-4 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McCraw hits a line drive into center field. Ulander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-4 in the game. Bradford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing right field. Bob Priddy now pitching. Bill Voss now playing left field. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Olander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allison moves to second. Bruce Look is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Look is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Look hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar misplays the ball. That's an error on Alomar. Allison moves to third. Olander moves to second. Ron Clark pinch hits for Al Worthington. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. Rollins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Clark now playing second base. Bob Miller now pitching. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-1 in the game. Voss hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Josephson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kenworthy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-4 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up towards short. Tovar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Olander hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Look is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Look is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Look hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-4 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McCraw is walked intentionally. Jerry McNerney pinch hits for Bob Priddy. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney bunts in front of the plate. Look fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, with Clark covering, for the double play. Aparicio moves to third. Two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-2 in the game. Voss is walked intentionally. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tovar fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry McNerney now catching. Don McMahon now pitching. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-3 in the game. Rollins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kenworthy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. Kenworthy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Kenworthy reaches second base with a double. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-5 in the game. Berry is hit by the pitch. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar bunts towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Kenworthy moves to third. Berry moves to second. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder is walked intentionally. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a double. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kenworthy scores. Berry moves to third. Snyder moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.